Chapter 1
Ha! That breaks your hold on Asia, Peter crowed as the last of his father's armies were decimated.
Paul Whitaker quirked an eyebrow at his son's enthusiasm for their favorite board game.
Don't get cocky, boy. You're running mighty thin in Africa now, and I still own Europe.
From the kitchen, Mary yelled,
Who wants dessert?
And all thoughts of world domination fled. The risk board was carefully moved from the dining room table, and the Whitaker men rushed to claim their slices of pumpkin, pecan, and lemon meringue pies.
Who's going to start?
Paul asked, searching the faces of family and friends. Rolling his eyes, Peter snarked.
Pop, it's been one heck of a year. Don't you think we can skip that particular Thanksgiving tradition?
Mary laid down the last of the silverware and smacked the back of her boy's head.
No, we can't. We still got plenty to be grateful for.
Ma,
Peter protested, tipping his head toward the wide-eyed stare of their guests. The woman and child that showed up months earlier had only begun to heal from the domestic abuse experienced in their home. So Leia Noel certainly didn't need to see anyone being slapped, even if it was a playful reprimand. Realization dawning, Mary swept her panicked gaze toward the duo.
I'm sorry, she whispered. I didn't think.
Pale-faced, Lei hugged her shocked daughter tightly to her side.
We should go. Oh, darling, Meemaw was just joshing,
Mary softly explained to the frightened preschooler.
I didn't hurt Peter. It's not nice to hit people,
Noelle whimpered, fear welling in her cornflower blue eyes.
No, it's not,
Mary agreed, crouching in front of the child's chair.
Little miss, I'd never hurt you or Peter. He's my boy, and sometimes he needs correcting, but I'd never cause him pain.
Peter rubbed the back of his head, but kept his thoughts to himself. His mother had one heck of a knack for finding his weak spots. Sobered by the swift change in atmosphere, Paul surveyed the folks at his table.
Guess I'll be the one to start, he announced. Been lots of changes and challenges this year, and we know things ain't getting easier. But I'm feeling thankful anyway. Got two new faces at my table, and there's plenty to eat. See, God's been good to me all my life, so there ain't no doubt he's going to keep doing the same. And more than anything, that's what makes me grateful.
Mary nodded in agreement.
Oh, and I'm mighty excited to have the little miss running around here each day. Been waiting years to be someone's meemaw,
she exclaimed with a smug wink at her son's discombobulated expression. Picking up on the lighthearted exchange, Noel tried to imitate Mary's wink, and everyone roared in laughter as the little face contorted with the effort.
I like the bedroom Mr. Peter and Peepaw made for me,
the pixie proclaimed. The little girl fingered the ruffled hem of her peasant-style dress.
And I love my new dress, Meemaw. You so real good. Always wanted a little girl to make pretty things for,
Mary grinned.
Peter wouldn't have looked near as cute in those ruffles, little miss.
Face flaming, Peter harrumphed.
Well, there's something to be thankful for after all. Ma never made me wear dresses.
Mary forcibly checked the urge to cuff the exasperating man up alongside his head again.
Ain't no way to speak about your mother, young man,
she corrected before a smile snuck across her face.
Sides, you ain't got the figure for ruffles and bows.